Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 133 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest was the play-by-play voice of the Canadian National Junior A champions 30 years ago. And now he's the commissioner of the Superior International Junior Hockey League. Join us now is Brian Graham. Brian, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Hi, Gino. Good to be back on today.
So, big news, really big news. Tell us about the expansion that's happening in the SIJHL and the timing of it and how it all came about.
Well, a lot of people always tell me this, like, how do you manage to run a six-team league? And I always say, well, the NHL did it for more than a few decades and seemed to be successful. But we are expanding to our seventh franchise in Spooner, Wisconsin. It's about an hour south of Duluth, Minnesota, Duluth Superior. And we have been in that market before, but are going back in with new ownership and very excited that the Wisconsin Lumberjacks will be up and running next season to expand our league to seven teams, and that'll be our third U.S.-based franchise. So we're quite excited about that.
What's that mean in terms of travel? Give us a sense of the kind of distances you guys are going to have to travel now to incorporate these U.S. markets.
Well, it'll be about 2 hours further south from our most south-based franchise right now, which is in Hoyt Lakes, Minnesota, on the Iron Range near Virginia, the Minnesota Iron Rangers. So it'll be about a two-hour trip for the Iron Rangers to make it down to Spooner to play the Lumberjacks. And it'll add a couple hours to some of our other teams. For Thunder Bay, for example, probably be looking now at a bus ride of about 5.5 to 6 hours. But they gain an hour on the clock going down into Central Time, so that's always good on a game day.
What's the support like down there? Like, what made Spooner the right place to go to this time? And, you know, Wisconsin, I mean, I understand the Wisconsin, the vicinity, it's close enough to be able to play there, but what makes this center a good hockey center to join the Junior A loop?
Well, they really have no Junior A hockey in that area, which is obviously the number one reason. They have a really great facility that had been shut down for a while, but it's been renovated and reopened, and we're really excited about that, some of the renovations that have gone on within the facility. And they had a lot of success there before with the previous team, the Wisconsin Wilderness, that won the SIJHL championship on more than one occasion. So there's a thirst for Junior A hockey. They really wanted to have the SIJHL back there, which was great. Both the ownership and the arena were really committed to playing in the Canadian Junior Hockey League again within the SIJHL. So that made it a win-win situation for everyone.
Is it going to be community-owned or privately-owned, or how is that going to be working?
It's privately owned. It's a local ownership group from the Spooner Haywood area led by Doug Lean. They've committed a lot of dollars already into the arena itself. And, we're really looking forward to dropping the puck there back in Spooner next season.
In conversation with the commissioner of the Superior International Junior Hockey League, Brian Graham. So Brian, give us a sense, though, because I'm getting a sense that this may just be the tip of the iceberg. Are you considering further expansion in northwestern Ontario and northern Minnesota over the next couple of years?
Well, ultimately, we'd like to get the league to 10 teams. As long as we don't lose any edge on the ice in terms of, the quality of play and parity. But ultimately, we still have some areas here in northwestern Ontario that we'd like to reach. Kenora is, there's no secret that we're very interested in Kenora and Ontario. We were involved there with Hockey Day in Canada a couple of years ago and had a very successful game that night between the Red Lick Miners and the Fort Francis Lakers at the time, sold the building out. The only thing is Kenora only has one ice pad right now, which really creates a log jam for a potential Junior A franchise to go in there. But we continue to have a dialogue with Kenora on that, and we're hoping, down the road that they can add a second sheet to their existing facility, and hopefully that will house a Junior A team down the road. But that's one of the markets here in northwestern Ontario that we really targeted.
And the SIJHL is putting out some good talent, because for the last 10 weeks, the SIJHL's Thunder Bay North Stars have been the second-ranked team in the entire country. They're, as the time we're recording this, they're 36-3-1 overall entering play this week. What is it about this region that's drawing such great talent?
Well, it's pretty amazing. You mentioned the Thunder Bay Flyers back 30 years ago that won the Centennial Cup in Summerside PEI, and that was, pretty much made up of a group of players from Thunder Bay and northwestern Ontario. Which makes the North Stars even more unique is that the entire roster comes from players from Thunder Bay. So, they've had a great run, as you mentioned. They are the number two ranked team right now in the CJHL. And it's a real credit to the programs here, not only the North Stars program, but the Thunder Bay Kings, the AAA program, that they've been able to produce these players. And, you know, it's we're all aware of all the players that have come out of Thunder Bay, you know, that made the NHL. So this just shows that, you know, Thunder Bay is producing a lot of top-quality players, led by Keegan Gary this year, that is having an outstanding second season for the North Stars.
Has he got the potential to be the next guy to make that jump? Because you mentioned guys who went from here on to play in the NHL. Sabres goalie Carter Hutton, St. Louis Blues defenseman Robert Bortuzzo are both graduates from the SIJHL. Could we see that happen again in the near future?
Well, Keegan is currently ranked as the 140th North American skater for the upcoming draft. He's committed to go to Bowling Green University in Ohio for the fall of 2020. You know, he was Rookie of the Year last year in our league. He certainly has opened a lot of eyes with Central Scouting. He was selected to play in the CJHL Prospects game with Team West last month and had a great showing there. A lot of NHL scouts are coming to our games. They were at our showcase last month down at White Lakes, Minnesota. Keegan right now is tied for the league lead in scoring with 82 points. He's head and neck and neck right now with Bryce Young, a young 19-year-old sniper with Red Lake from the Paw, Manitoba, who's got 51 goals. But both of them right now are having an outstanding season, tied for the league scoring race with 82 points. So Keegan's pretty special. A lot of people here, Gino, in Thunder Bay think that he may be the best player to come out of Thunder Bay in about the last 10 years.
Wow, and that'd be quite a statement. Hey, listen, congratulations, Brian, all you've done. Good luck with the expansion, and great catching up with you again.
Thanks, Gino. I appreciate you having me on.
That was SIJHL Commissioner Brian Graham, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.